Gatekeepers. That's what I'm going to talk about. Some of what I'm going to talk about, I have to do an audio too because on my website because I can't talk about it on here. But there's many. I'll just start the introduction. But the second audio will be on my website. I can't talk about it here because they'll shut me down. See, as a person starts to wake up, there's different levels of waking up, right? And as a person wakes up, depending on what level they're on, they'll have the system, the devil, the Illuminati, the Jesuits, whoever you want, whatever, the Freemasons, whoever you want to say it about. They'll always send somebody your way. Now, why would God allow that? Because God is trying to bring you to wholeness and not partiality. So let's say somebody starts to see there's code in the numbers. So somebody will say, I see code in the numbers. So then all of a sudden, these gematria people will show up on the scene and try to pull that person into gematria. Even though it's just a piece of the pie. Let's say somebody starts to rightly divide the word and they join a Baptist church and they disregard all the other denominational insight. They try to pull you into a box. Let's say somebody wakes up to that life has a spiritual side. Say some woman wakes up and says, life has a spiritual side to it. So then what's going to happen is some witches are going to show up in her world to try to indoctrinate her into witchcraft. And they're going to do it slowly, you know. And she won't even know it. And she'll think because they give her some deep truth that they have it. Somebody starts to wake up and the Freemasons will try to indoctrinate them to different levels and think that they got it. The Rosicrucians, the Catholic, the secret stuff behind the Catholic Church, the Jesuits. So whatever system a person gravitates toward, that's a gatekeeper. The media is a gatekeeper. If you see past the red versus blue, that's one of the biggest things. It's when you wake up, I remember this. What year was it? I had a gatekeeper around me talking to me many years and trying to keep me stuck in the red versus blue. What was the year of that? Anyway, I was working at I was doing some hospitality maintenance, and I was at this property. And I was working on something, air conditioner or something. And the TV was on. And something just clicked in my mind, and I thought, why are they fighting? I thought, why are they fighting? This is before I saw the Shekinah glory who revealed it. But I started asking questions. As you start to break free from the lower level, see, the red versus blue is just a low level gatekeeper. That's a low level. When you start to see behind the scene, behind the curtain, into the esoteric, spiritual, whatever you want to call it, when you start to see behind the scene into the spirit realm, then the serious gatekeepers show up. The witches, the warlocks, the Gnostics, the Essenes, the Gematria, the ICCN code guy. These people show up to try to get you to believe that they have the truth. The hollow earth, the concave earth, the flat earth, the round earth. It's a hologram. I promise you it's a hologram. But I'm not trying to get you to believe it. You have to believe it on your own. You have your own belief system. I'm not trying to dissuade anybody. I mean, if somebody believes it's a hollow earth or a concave earth, I'm not going to fight them, you know. I'm not really going to fight anybody. I'm just going to give you the truth the way I see it after my 30 years of studying. And so the spiritual side, and actually the whole truth's right in front of you. You know, you might say, well, what is the earth really shaped like? Does it have a hollow earth? Look at your stomach. Mother Earth, look at the woman. She has a womb. But in the spiritual realm, it's not flat or round or concave or hollow. It's a 2D from the 5D perspective. It's a 2D book. It's a script. And you are a character in the script. And your clay body is just cartoon. It's cartoon land. And when you start to see that 3D is cartoon land, you start to say, well, wait a minute. Well, why am I here? Because God uses the pain and the trouble and the face-to-face interactions not only to correct you, but to test you, test your heart. So every time you do something, the spirit plane is 5D. They can see everything you're doing. Everything you do is easily seen from a 5D perspective. And not only that, but they can see the beginning from the end. The gatekeepers are to keep you in 3D if you really want to know the whole truth. Fighting amongst yourselves. If you read the Bible, it says it's not a touch not, taste not, handle not, because the energy of the flesh is nothing but sin. It's all about the heart, walking in truth, walking in love, and understanding everybody's on a path, but some have stepped into the path ahead of other people, but they're all on the same path. Now you might say, well, some people aren't saved. Well, they're in the anti-path. They're still on a path. But instead of the path of Christ, they're on the path to Antichrist. So they're actually a parallel universe hidden in plain view in their heart, in their mind. They're on a path to self-worship and self-glory and Antichrist and the death cult. But I'll talk about the medical thing, the gatekeepers on the medical, the next audio, but I can't upload it to YouTube. Because they want to censor. Anybody who speaks contrary to their narrative, they have to censor. Think about it. That's part of the gate. YouTube is a gatekeeper. Now, why is it that they block me and delete my videos, but other people who talk about the same thing I talk about, their videos get a million hits? Because it's not necessarily about blocking that message, but it's blocking the message that goes way deeper. Because once you talk about some of the recent stuff and you show that it's always been here and it's happening everywhere all the time, then they gotta block that. They gotta gate the lower knowledge. They won't gatekeep as long as there's a person who's just stuck on that lower knowledge. But if a person uses that lower knowledge to bring you to a higher knowledge, they gotta shut that person down. Because once you escape all the gatekeepers and you have your own, you use the Bible and you get your own doctrinal understanding of this reality, it goes against their narrative at the higher levels. There's one denomination, the Baptists, who can rightly divide the word, but they go into legalism. There's another denomination, Methodists, that go in tradition. There's another denomination, Pentecostals, that go into emotionalism and want you to think you can lose your salvation. And so emotions, legalism, and traditionalism, and none of those work. Because, and notice they'll never talk about walking in the Spirit, because walking in the Spirit has nothing to do with rule keeping. It's a new heart, it's a new mind, it's a new way of thinking. It's stepping into the spirit walk and not the natural walk. And this is the problem. And they don't want you to wake up to that. Because you keep short accounts. If you read Romans 7 and 8, Paul said, in my flesh, there's no good thing.
you've got to keep, who can rescue me from this body of sin? Jesus. And so it's a new creature. It's a new creature. The old creature tools never work for the spiritual creature. You're not even from here anymore. You're actually, you are the extraterrestrial. If there are ETs, they're down in the caves of the earth, you know. They're in the bottomless pit. They've been cast to the bottomless pit because they're going down. And if you look at the ETs, they look terrible. They look awful. They look like demons. And so if you go down instead of rising up, and down or up could be just depending on where you're at, it's still going to, you know, somebody says, well, that proves there's a flat earth. Well, in a holographic projection, it can be no matter where you are, there's a up and a down. It's all about the projection, the truth, the projecting of truth. No matter where you're at, it's going to be the same truth everywhere, no matter which system you try to figure out. Because the words reveal everything, and they have to use the same words no matter which system they're in. And I'll be honest with you, the words do point to the flat earth. Because if you look at the different stories of a building, call a story because it's a story, and there's different levels. So if a person wanted to take their flat earth theory and just look at the different levels, a surface, you could unfold that and come up with some serious truths. No matter which system you look at, it's eventually going to lead you back to a holographic reality if you take it to the nth degree. There's no other explanation, because we're playing out the story of the cross moment by moment every day.